Tonight, turn with me again to the book of Proverbs, chapter 11 and verse 30, and then we will go to James, chapter 5 and verse 19. I am thankful for what I feel in the house of the Lord. Thankful to know that we are a part of something that is indeed bigger than we ourselves. The kingdom of God is much bigger than just you and I as individuals. I'm thankful to be a part of it. It is the best thing in this entire world. It is the greatest and largest kingdom, bigger than any one nation. But yet, all who are born again believers speak the same language, have the same name. Proverbs 11 and verse 30, before I get in trouble. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. He that winneth souls is wise. James 5:19. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Going to preach tonight with the help of the Holy Ghost, my third convert. Mi tercer convertido, my third convert. Let's put our Bibles down. Let's go before the Lord in prayer tonight. Jesus, we love you and we thank you for your presence that is here in such a powerful way. God, we magnify your name. We thank you and we desire for you to move in this house, God. We want you to move in each and every home, in each and every life, in each and every family, and through each and every spirit-filled believer in this place tonight. God, give us a revelation of your purpose, a revelation of your will for each and every believer. God, you have empowered us to win souls, and we want to be wise in that. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Why don't we give God a hand clap of praise tonight? You may be seated. Proverbs 11:30 says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise." Proverbs lets us know. Proverbios nos deja saber que he that winneth souls is wise. El que gana almas es sabio. Every Christian should make it their job. Todo cristiano debería hacer de su trabajo to bring people to Jesus, para llevar a la gente a Jesús, saving them out of the trap of the devil, salvándolas de la trampa del diablo. James continues by telling us, James continúa contándonos, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. James, the earthly brother of Jesus, is writing to believers scattered by scattered by persecution. Santiago era el hermano de Jesús. Escribe para animar a los santos. Estaban pasando por tiempos difíciles. He knew that they were going through hard times and he did not want them to be lost. Y no quiera que se perdían. So he told them that their hard times, les dijo que sus tiempos difíciles, don't have to define them. No tienes que definirlos. They are only temporary. Y son solo temporales. There is a heavenly reward. Hay una recompensa celestial that is waiting for believers, esperando a los creyentes. James encourages them. Santiago los anima para vivir su fe, to live out their faith. Incluso frente a la persecución, even in the face of persecution. And part of living out that faith is going to be winning souls. Y parte de vivir esa fe es ganando almas. You can be certain, puedes estar seguro, that when a soul is converted, cuando un alma se converte, they are saved from hell. Están salvados del infierno. Their sins will be wiped away. Y sus pecados serán borrados. And they won't be punished for their sins. Y ellos no serán castigados por ellos. We read in the book of Matthew, chapter 9 and verse 36, that when Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted. They were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. And that is not God's desire for anyone. Amen. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. You see, wise people want to bring other people to Jesus. Los sabios quieren llevar a la gente a Jesús. When a person gets involved in helping others turn to God, cuando una persona se involucra en ayudar a otros recurre a Dios, that individual is going to be blessed. Ese individuo va a ser bendecido. And they are going to be part of the solution to hide a multitude of sins. Y ellos van a ser parte de la solución para ocultar multitud de pecados. Amen. There was always an attitude of urgency. Siempre había una actitud de urgencia when harvest time rolled around. Cuando llegó el tiempo de la cosecha, the harvest has to be gathered. Hay uno recoger la cosecha when the weather is right. Cuando hace buen tiempo, the harvester must make the most of each moment. El cosechador debe aprovechar al máximo cada momento. The harvest must be reaped. Hay que regozar la cosecha before the crop rots or falls to the ground and is lost. Antes de que ser arruine la cosecha. The harvester must be quick and efficient. La cosechadora debe ser rápida y eficaz. I don't know about you tonight, but I want to be an effective reaper. Quiero ser una parca eficaz. I want to be an effective laborer in the field. Quiero ser un trabajador eficaz en el campo. So we've preached it over the past few weeks, and we know it, and I'm throwing things at you that you've heard before, but that's because repetition is important, and if you didn't get it the first two times, maybe you'll get it this time. But your first convert is you. Tu primer convertido eres tú. We preached it the other day. Your second convert, your second responsibility is your family. Pero tu segunda responsabilidad es tu familia. What was Jesus' method for teaching his disciples? I know you heard this the other day, but you're going to hear it again tonight. ¿Cuál era el método de Jesús para enseñar a sus discípulos? He was with them constantly. Estaba con ellos constantemente. He ate with them. Comió con ellos. He walked with them. Caminaba con ellos. He sat with them. Se sentó con ellos. He was in their lives constantly. Estaba en sus vidas constantemente. For more than 3 years, desde hace más de tres años, he ministered to them every day. Los atendía todos los días. Because of his nearness to them. Por su cercanía a ellos, Jesus ministered to them because of his nearness. He didn't ignore the multitudes. Jesús no ignora a las multitudes. But he was making disciples. Pero él estaba haciendo discípulos who would then reach the multitudes. Que entonces llegaría a las multitudes. They would reach the multitudes after he was gone. The model that Jesus showed us shows us the impact of taking time with those who live in our own homes. He lived out the principles in front of them. Vivió los principios delante de ellos. So first, we've got to make sure that we are right with God ourselves. And then secondly, we're going to look at the example that Jesus gave and ask, who are we with the most? And we are going to make sure that we help convert the souls that we are with the most. Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 20, speaking of the ways of God, the law of God, the word of God. He said, write them upon the doorposts of your house and upon your gates. Let the word of God, let godly principles be the foundations of your home and part of your family life. Deje que la palabra de Dios y los principios piadosos sean los cimientos de su hogar y parte de su vida familiar. Mi primer convertido soy yo mismo. Mi segundo converso es mi familia, mis hijos. My first convert is me, but my second convert is my family. Well, Pastor, you preached that and you're talking about that again. Does that mean that we just forsake all others? Significa eso que nos olvidamos de todos los demás. I'm going to say this next word in English and Spanish at the same time. Are you ready? No. Does this mean that we forsake all others? No. ¿Significa eso que nos olvidamos de todos los demás? No. Matthew chapter 28, commonly called the Great Commission. We call it the Apostolic Mandate. Matthew 28, 18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now, it is vitally important for us to understand that. Jesus had complete and total authority. Jesús tenía autoridad total. He started with this announcement. Comenzó con este anuncio. So his disciples would know that because he had power, Así que sus discípulos sabrían que porque tenía poder y recibirían su espíritu, ellos también tendrían poder. His disciples had to know that because Jesus had power and they would receive his spirit, that they too would have power. Estarían facultados. That they would be empowered to continue the ministry that Jesus had started. Para continuar el ministerio que Jesús comenzó. And then we get to verse 19. Go. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Mi primer convertido es mismo. And then my family. And then the nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. We could say it this way: seeing that I have all power in heaven and in earth, go ye and teach all nations. Jesus commanded the disciples. Jesús ordenó a los discípulos to carry the gospel to all nations. Para llevar el evangelio a todas las naciones. Well, Pastor, what is the gospel? ¿Qué es el evangelio? It is the good news. Amen. Son buenas noticias. The gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. El evangelio es la muerte, sepultura, y resurrección de Jesucristo. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the good news. In 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 1. Paul is writing to the church at Corinth. And he says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you. So it is possible to fall away. Unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. What is he telling them? He is telling them right now what the gospel of Jesus Christ is. I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. So the application of this is found in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, preached by a man by the name of Simon Peter. Peter had been given the keys to the kingdom. It literally translates that Jesus gave him the keys to the treasury, where he could step into the house of God or the kingdom of God, and he then had access. Pedro había recibido las llaves del reino. He'd been given the keys to the kingdom, and he preached to the multitudes this message in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Y predicó a las multitudes este mensaje en Hechos 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That is the gospel. And Paul did not preach a different gospel than Peter preached. But Peter told the multitude to repent, which is dying to sin. Pedro le dijo a la multitud que se
arrepentieren que es la muerte la pecado. To be baptized in the name of Jesus is a type of burial in water. Ser bautizado en el nombre de Jesús es un tipo de sepultura en el agua. Amen. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 12, Paul says this. He says, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. Yes, yes. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Yes. Baptizing means to immerse in water. Bautizar significa sumergir en agua. Amen. In the name of the Father, yes, and Son, and Holy Spirit is what Jesus said. Yes. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo, del Espíritu Santo. Amen. But that is not a baptismal formula. No es una formula bautismo, because it is not found anywhere in the Bible. Porque no se encuentra en ninguna otra parte de la Biblia. New Testament Christians were baptized in the name of Jesus. Los cristianos del Nuevo Testamento fueron bautizados en el nombre de Jesús. If you would like proof, write these scriptures down. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Acts chapter 8, verse 16. Acts chapter 19 and verse 5. Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. Colossians chapter 2, verses 11 through 12. In every single instance, and there's more, they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And Jesus emphasized this truth himself. Amen. Jesús mismo hizo hincapié en esta verdad. Yes. Luke chapter 24 and verse 46. He said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So Matthew is the only gospel that records baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's the only gospel that records it that way. But Luke, giving the same account of the same moment, said that Jesus commanded them to be baptized in his name. Because the entirety of the Godhead is incorporated in the name of Jesus. La totalidad de la divinidad está incorporada en el nombre de Jesús. We also must note that Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are not personal names, but they are titles. Right. Padre, Hijo, y Espíritu Santo no son nombres personales, right, sino títulos. Yeah. Nor did Jesus say names, but rather name. Right. Jesús tampoco dijo nombres, sino nombrar. Amen. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Solo hay un nombre que trae la salvación. El nombre de Jesús. There is only one name that brings salvation, and it is the name of Jesus. el nombre de Jesús. Peter commanded the multitude not only to repent and not only to be baptized, but also to receive the Holy Spirit. Pedro también ordenó a la multitud que recibiera el Espíritu Santo. It is spiritual resurrection. Es la resurrección espiritual. The initial evidence of which is speaking in other tongues. La evidencia inicial es hablar en otras lenguas. Hechos 2 y 4. Acts 2, 4. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You see, God takes control of the tongue as evidence that you have been filled with the Holy Ghost. Dios toma el control de la lengua como evidencia de que ha sido lleno del Espíritu Santo. And the command of Jesus goes on. El mandato de Jesús continúa. Matthew 28 and verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things. When Peter preached, it says, and with many other words, he preached to them all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And Matthew said, amen. I'm putting faith on that. You see, Jesus Christ empowered the church to carry the gospel to every part of the world. Cristo facultó a la iglesia para llevar el evangelio a todas las partes del mundo. And so our third convert is... Así que nuestro tercer converso son los demás, el mundo entero. Others. Or the world. Teach all nations. This message is for everyone. The gospel isn't different if you come from an area outside of North America. This isn't a different gospel than they preached in Israel on the day of Pentecost. So we must win the world. Paul and Barnabas, Pablo y Bernabe, they traveled from Antioch on their first missionary journey. Viajaron desde Antioquia en su primer viaje misionario. And they used the same method that Jesus told his disciples to use. Y utilizó el mismo método que Jesús dijo a los discípulos que usaran. When he sent them in pairs, cuando los envió de dos en dos a ministrar. He sent them in pairs to minister in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 14. And whosoever shall not hear you, or shall not receive you, nor hear your words. When you depart out of that house or city, shake the dust of your feet. Verily, I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, harmless as doves. So let's talk about this tonight. Because of the culture, debido a la cultura, many people would invite these ministers into their homes. That was their custom. Muchas personas invitaban a los ministros a sus casas. But not everyone wanted to change. They would all invite them in. but they wouldn't all change. Pero no todos quieren cambiar. Not everyone wanted to hear the truth. No todos querían oír la verdad. Jesus told them, don't waste your time. Jesús les dijo que no perderían el tiempo. Don't waste your time on people who only want a handout and not change. Sobre la gente que solo quiera una limosna y no cambiar. Turn away from those people. Alejate de esas personas. It doesn't matter if they are rich or poor. No importa si son ricos o pobres. All that matters is that they want what God has for them. Lo único que importa es que quieren lo que Dios tiene para ellos. And he told them, people who resist the truth, personas que se resistirán a la verdad, are going to cause problems for the preachers. Causaría problemas a los predicadores. He said, turn away from them. Dijo, alejate de ellos. Shake the dust from your feet. Sosudute el polvo de los pies. We find it with Paul and Barnabas and Paul and Silas as they go on their missionary journeys. They would preach the gospel in the synagogues. That was their main venue. They would go into a city, they would find a synagogue. If there wasn't a synagogue because there was a lack of Jewish population, then they would go into the marketplace. They would go wherever there was a multitude of people. They would preach. And you can track it through their missionary journeys that they would be in a place like Iconium for a little bit, and the Jews would rise up. And there would be a group that came from when they were in Lystra, there was a group that came from Iconium and stirred the crowd, and they drug Paul out into the streets and they stoned him and they left him for dead, and God either healed him miraculously or raised him from the dead. He said people that don't receive the gospel and people that don't accept the word are going to cause you problems. But if you find hungry souls, pero se encuentras almas hambrientas, people who are ready to hear the gospel. Personas dispuestas a escuchar el evangelio. Spend your time there. Pasa tu tiempo allí. Spend your time there. Spend your time with them. Pasa tu tiempo allí. Your time is not unlimited. Tu tiempo no es ilimitado. So use it wisely. Así que utilicelo sabiamente. Use it wisely. I'm closing. Musicians, you can come, please. Acts chapter 13 and verse 46. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it is necessary that the word of God should have first been spoken to you. But seeing ye put it from you and you judge, listen, this is what people do when they are resisting the word of God. They judge themselves unworthy of everlasting life. He said, so we're shaking the dust off of our feet. And we're going to the Gentiles. To reject the gospel is to reject eternal life. Rechazar el evangelio es rechazar la vida eterna. Verse 47, for so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light unto the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the Lord, the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. But the Jews, listen, if they resist, they're going to cause you problems. But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of their coasts. And here they are following the command of Jesus. Yeah.
But they shook off the dust of their feet against them and came unto Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Ghost. You can be filled with joy and you can be filled with the Holy Ghost even when you're being persecuted. Let's stand tonight. If you have not received the Holy Ghost before, si no has recibido el Espíritu Santo antes, you can receive it tonight. Puedes recibirlo esta noche. If you have never been baptized in Jesus' name, si nunca has sido bautizado en el nombre de Jesús, puedes bautizarte esta noche. You can be baptized tonight. If you were not baptized the Bible way, si no fuiste bautizado a la manera de la Biblia, you can be baptized again. Puedes bautizarte de nuevo, the right way, de la forma correcta, the biblical way, de la forma en Biblia. We want to carry the gospel to the whole world. Queremos llevar el evangelio a todo el mundo. If that's your prayer tonight, si esa es tu oración esta noche, let's seek after God's direction. Busquemos la dirección de Dios on how to grow in the kingdom of God, sobre cómo crecer en el reino, and how to reap the harvest, y cómo recoger la cosecha. Let's find a place to pray tonight. Jesus, I want to win the world for your glory.